This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Doctors who work with Boston's homeless population are sounding the alarm about the asymptomatic spread of the coronavirus and the need for more testing. For the first weeks of the outbreak, the Boston Healthcare for the Homeless program only tested people who showed symptoms. A few dozen tested positive. There weren't enough test kits from the state to check everybody else. Then the clinicians realized that a cluster of the people who tested positive were staying at Boston's Pine Street Inn. So just over a week ago, they did test everyone coming into that shelter. The results? Out of about 400 people tested, 146 came up positive. That's 36%. But even more surprising, none of them were showing any signs of the sickness. The president of Boston Healthcare for the Homeless, Dr. Jim O'Connell, says public health officials here and nationwide should act on this.
Every one of these folks were asymptomatic. None of them had a fever, and none of them reported symptoms. So the usual screening tool we had been using in order to see who should be tested turned out to be essentially useless for us. So this was stunning to us. We were not expecting that. The shelter was certainly not expecting that.
It's kind of shocking.
It was. And so that's led us to sort of, you know, we've now had lots of discussions with the wonderful people at the State Department of Public Health and the City Department of Public Health, as well as CDC, about what does this mean? And so asymptomatic spread of this virus, while known in the past, has always been thought to be just a small part of it. But it may be that in certain centers like shelters, as it was in the cruise ship, as it might be in prisons, asymptomatic spread can be, and nursing homes, for example, it can be a real problem. So we're struggling about what the right thing to do is.
When you say it could be a real problem, it's because people who are asymptomatic but have the virus are generally free to go around, to congregate in places like nursing homes, in places like shelters?
I think our emphasis nationwide, which has been based primarily in the lack of availability of testing, has been to make sure we catch those people with symptoms. But what we realize is that when we were isolating people who had symptoms, but letting those without symptoms continue to just do their normal daily activity, including stay overnight in the shelter, walk around town all day, we thought they were safe at that point.
So you and those who run the Pine Street Inn had to quickly get these people who tested positive out of the shelter and into some kind of temporary isolation facility. Could you give us a picture of how that happened? Because I know that was a major enterprise.
Yes, and I feel a little guilty being the spokesperson on this, because this was done by our very intrepid staff and a lot of help from the people at Pine Street, because some of these results came at 9 o'clock at night. And the realization was, we do not want these folks in a large shelter. We needed to get another place for them. So our program, our Healthcare for the Homeless program, had re-engineered our McGinnis House, which is a respite program for homeless folks in ordinary times, into one floor became a COVID unit. So we moved 52 people essentially into that unit. And then with the help of the mayor and Public Health Commission, we had gotten the old Kindred Hospital out in Brighton, which was empty and awaiting to become condominiums. There were 84 beds out there. So along with the Public Health Commission, our program and our staff went out and we admitted another 84 people with COVID positivity out there. And that was our sort of in the middle of the night way to get people, make sure people are out of the shelter and not in there. And several people, as you can imagine, you know, when somebody has got no symptoms whatsoever and you say, hey, you've got the virus, we want to take you somewhere else, a lot of people were not anxious to do that. You know, they didn't come to the shelter anymore, but they'd rather just stay outside in their room, which is not surprising.
You have been unable, though, to continue testing at that level. So that means there are hundreds of people who are in homeless shelters in Boston who have not been tested. What is the holdup?
The lack of testing, not only the tests themselves, but the reagents that you need to do the testing, has been a major national holdup. And the state feels it just as acutely as everywhere else in the nation. So there are no homeless shelters that we are aware of at this point that have been able to do universal testing. They're trying it in Atlanta right now, and I think in San Francisco soon. So our State Department of Public Health has been working hard to gain access to testing. And there is some hope that we'll get some of the special 15-minute tests that might be available to do testing at the shelters, but only on a limited basis. It's not going to be the kind where we'd be able to do every one on a regular basis.
So that's, I imagine, a tremendous concern. Is it a matter of who is being prioritized for the testing? Are people in homeless shelters lower on the list?
I don't think so. What I do worry about is we live in a in a relatively generous state where I think I've been blessed, and our whole program has been blessed to work in a city that has a lot of heart, in a state that I think cares. I worry about other cities that may be under different pressures, where homeless shelters and people living in shelters like that will be probably not as high on the priority list. And I worry about the equity in the system that sort of surfaces when you realize that.
And that's, I know, why you believe that this should raise alarm bells in the wider public health world. What is your fear?
My big concern is that we don't know right now the extent of the virus in any of these large shelters anywhere in the country. So no one has been able to test people going into shelters. But in these little forays we've had now, we realize that there's apt to be a whole lot of asymptomatic spread in these shelters. And anyone walking in then is at great risk for getting that virus, which seems to me to be really something we don't want to do in the realm of making sure we provide the best of care to everyone. We should be protecting those people.
This is a frightening scenario. Do you believe that healthcare officials nationally are concerned about this?
I am trusting that the people at the, you know, certainly I know at the Department of Public Health levels at the city and the state, they are actively and animatedly concerned. And the CDC, when we brought this up, is actively looking into it. I think the real issue is how to get to the supply chain of where the testing comes from. And I think if we had enough tests right now, all of those people would give us tests and say, please go test everybody in a shelter. So I really don't think it's people not realizing this is a big problem. I think what we have learned, and it's interesting, we're on the precipice of trying to understand what asymptomatic spread means, if it could be less virulent, for example, than other ways, or how come so many people seem to have no symptoms at all. But the only way we're really going to learn it is if we can test people, because we never know who's asymptomatic unless they're a test done. I worry mostly when I crawl into our healthcare for the homeless perspective that the poorest people in our system, those who have no place to go but to a shelter, or who are now imprisoned or are in nursing homes, those are the ones who are most vulnerable. And we're testing, if we had limited testing, I think it should really be targeted to those folks to make sure we protect them.
So given the fact that you're not likely to get any more testing capability, say, tomorrow, how urgent is the situation?
As a physician caring for homeless people, and certainly I think you'd get this from any of our clinicians at our program, we feel it's incredibly urgent, emergent to do that, because each day that we don't know of someone who's asymptomatic, they are spreading that virus to two or three other people. And it becomes an exponential growth. And the sooner we stop that, the more likely we are to be able to get control.
Jim O'Connell, thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you very much for having us.
Dr. Jim O'Connell is president of Boston Healthcare for the Homeless Program.